kaboom!
Hey, what's going on, guys? Ty here, Breaker Culture, Bench Clear Media. Hey, I wanted to take a couple minutes to talk about a very important topic that's affecting the economy, but is going to really start to seep over, I think, into the hobby, and that's this idea of inflation. And for those that don't know what inflation is, simply put, it's rising prices and a decrease in the purchasing power of your dollar or your currency, in our case, the dollar. And you'll see it all over the news. Everyone's talking about it because our government's printing lots of money right now, and it's just increasing the money supply, which drives up prices because there's more dollars out there to spend on things. Unfortunately, what we're really starting to see now is as prices rise, and couple that with supply chain issues across lots of industries, it's squeezing prices higher on a lot of things that are really important to our everyday lives. Things like gasoline, things like food, corn, chicken prices, sauces, all these types of things, coffee beans, lumber obviously is up 3 or 4x in the last 6 months, finally starting to pull back a little bit. But these things, they form the basis of a lot of the things that we spend our paychecks on. They're a good percentage of our ability to live. And as those things rise, we don't see our checks rise in parallel with that, our income. More of our money, our paychecks, are going to things that are necessities for us to live. In other words, we're losing a lot of our discretionary income because it's becoming more costly to live. That's usually the problem with inflation, or especially in hyperinflation, where your dollar just doesn't purchase anything. It purchases far less than what you're used to. Therefore, a lot more of your dollars have to go towards living and doing the things that you normally do to survive. I say all that because, yes, inflation will probably drive up prices of cards. As we continue to see inflation rise, it'll drive up prices of cards. But it'll be an artificial price rise because the purchasing value of the dollar is going to continue to decrease. More importantly, and this is a huge takeaway, I think, is that I'm really concerned that we're going to see such a drastic drop in discretionary funds available to people that a lot of new collectors coming in, a lot of old collectors that maybe spent a lot of their discretionary money on cards, they're just not going to have the ability to do that as much anymore. And so that's going to really start to affect the sports card market. Now, there's another thing to consider, and that is how do the manufacturers respond to this? Because up to this point, we've had a lot of new collectors funneling in, and new collectors can make money, right? They can turn a profit really quickly. And that's what's driven a lot of people into the hobby. It's what just drives all the hype at Target and Walmart. They're fighting, they're shooting, whatever. It's just a total mess at the retail end of things because it's really easy to take the product and turn it into a profit. But, the whole Target thing's a totally different subject we should talk about in a different video, how they're not selling cards anymore and really the effect that I think that'll have on the hobby. But the problem that we're going to see is, although we have a lot of new collectors coming in, no argument there. Supply chain issues have kept print runs relatively in check. Products haven't been printed. Just about every hobby shop and or distributor customer has not received even their allocations of product. They've been cut, and then they've been cut again on shipment. So there's a lot less product out there in the wild. And there's a lot more breakers and razors that are just totally eating into the available product supply. But now, May 20th, 2021, it's a lot harder to make a buck in the hobby because prices have pulled back 30, 40, 50% on certain products, graded cards, sports. And so you're starting to see people either leave the hobby because it's too hard to make a buck, or people realizing that, oh shoot, this is going to be a grind. Like, this is going to be really hard to do this. And they either try to do the, make the grind work, or they're just not going to do it because they don't want to put in the time. Like a lot of us had to do for years and years and years in the hobby. Not just as a collector, but as a, you know, a collector trying to make a profit, you know, to sell cards. It's been a grind for decades. And now that we're going back into that world where you got people leaving because it's a little bit harder to make money, you can't find product now on the retail side, so it'll be like a bot game, which will be totally disgusting. To inflationary issues causing problems with discretionary funds, to the other issue of manufacturers are finally going to get back into the swing of things here pretty soon. And they're gonna be able to print, they're gonna probably be able to print very soon at the levels they were printing a year and a half ago. So the question then becomes, if they start running the printing presses, they ramp up production back to 2019, early 2020 levels, but we start losing some of that new base and we have inflationary issues, can the sports card market survive that? Do we not see a massive crash across the board? That is my big concern right now in kind of this really strange time in the economy and all of these variables with the supply chain and just a lot of the risk involved in being heavily invested in sports cards. So my takeaway would be watch very carefully what's happening. We'll try to talk about it on the channel more if we can. And if you guys like us talking about this type of stuff, but also I would be very careful not to stretch yourself too far into investing into sports cards or doubling down on certain things. You're going to start seeing a lot of things flood back into the market, whether it's graded cards from PSA or if it's, wax starting to hit the printers again, that stuff will start to catch up and it will take its toll on the hobby. Coupled with inflation, and you could have a pretty tough little cycle there that the hobby's going to have to endure. So that's just my quick thoughts on kind of the effect of inflation on the hobby and some of the risk I see, and then my thoughts on maybe what happens with the print run and the risk of manufacturers not doing a really good job and being strategic in the way they decide the numbers of product print runs and such. So anyway, I would love your thoughts below. Tell me what you think, and we'll do these more if you think it's helpful.
If you've been in the hobby for more than a day, then you know how fast the sports card market moves. There are now more options than ever to buy, sell, and research your cards. One of the most frustrating hurdles in the hobby is the fees when selling your cards. You know, those other popular marketplaces, the ones with their average seller transaction fee of 10%, the ones that don't have the seller's interest in mind. Wait, what? Who would do that? Well, hold on to your horses. No, not those horses. Welcome to The Card Flip, a place where we want to provide a simple alternative to buying and selling cards. No clutter, just you, graded cards, sealed wax, and the easiest of transactions. So what do you say? Are you in? Great! Welcome to The Card Flip, the seller's marketplace.